White Fang by Jack London. Dark spruce forest frowned on either side of the frozen waterway. A vast silence reigned over the land. The land itself was a desolation, lifeless, without movement, so lone and cold that the spirit of it was not even that of sadness. It was the wild, the savage, frozen-hearted Northland wild. But there was life abroad in the land, and defiant. Down the frozen waterway toiled a string of wolfish dogs. Leather harness was on the dogs, and leather traces attached them to a sled which dragged along behind. In advance of the dogs, on wide snowshoes, toiled a man. At the rear of the sled toiled a second man. Their bodies were covered with fur and soft-tanned leather. Eyelashes and cheeks and lips were so coated with the crystals from their frozen breath that their faces were not discernible. They traveled on without speech. At the fall of darkness, they swung the dogs into a cluster of spruce trees on the edge of the waterway and made a camp. "Henry," said Bill, munching with deliberation the beans he was eating, "did you happen to notice the way them dogs kicked up when I was a-feedin' them?"
"They did cut up more'n usual," Henry acknowledged.